Hello and welcome to the Garden Gal podcast. I am your host, Danielle Thompson, also known as Garden Gal on TikTok and Instagram. You might have stumbled on here from one of my social media platforms. I make gardening tutorials to show you that you don't have to have a green thumb to have a pretty garden. Today, I want to talk to you about zones. Zones are so important and really will make or break your success with gardening. Oftentimes I get asked, can I grow citrus here? Can I grow hydrangeas here? How do peony grow where I live? And I never ever answer these questions until the inquirer finds out what their zone is. Growing zone is crucial because it takes into account the weather year round in your region. So like the first date of frost, the last date of frost, the average temperature in the winter, the average temperature in the summer. And there are other variables like humidity, wildlife, soil composite, but the best starting point as a whole is simply with your zone. So I will link a resource to determine what your zone is in the show notes. Keep an eye out for that. But to give a simple example, right now we're in August and I am a zone 9B. So it's really hot where I live. In one respect, it's great because there are only about 50 or 60 days where I can't garden. I can't really start new, start fresh. I can basically just take care of what I have. Meaning if I plant something right now, it's probably going to be dead within 2 days. And that's with like, you know, having the knowledge that I have, having the drive that I have, having the resources that I have. It just is what it is. And oddly enough, I feel like my heart breaks twice a year in August and in January. And it's because I can kick it for the other, you know, 10 months, but those are 2 months where it just doesn't matter what you do. You can have the best irrigation. You can be fertilizing on time. You know, you can be completely on it with your pruning, etc. And it just, things aren't going to survive. So I really, really struggle this time of year. And for some reason, even though I know to expect it, I get really disappointed and really down on myself. But it is what it is, right? If you don't have the lows, you can't have the highs. We'll say something like that, whatever. Okay. So that said, August and January are my very sad months. Don't come around me. So what you can do is you can do other things. So you can sharpen your tools. I have several TikToks on using CLR to get like rust off of tools. You can take them apart, sharpen them with like a really good sharpener. I know Felco has a great clipper sharpener that I love. You can pin on your boards, like for Pinterest. If you're not working your garden, to monetize it like I do, you can just pin for fun and like pin ideas of, you know, front, like really cute fall front porches or, you know, bulbs that you can plant in the fall that you can harvest in the spring, whatever. So things like that, that's helpful. You can go heavy on your water. Again, this is my zone 9B, so this is specific for me, but I can water aggressively. I can trim off things that are dead. No, obviously we're not topping any trees right now. It's way too hot. We're at like 100, between 100 and 105 every day right now. So you're not gonna top anything. You're not gonna do a hard prune on anything, but you can take off what's dead because that doesn't serve the plant and clean up around it. And yeah, it's not fun this season, but if I practice what I preach, I always say it's about the journey, right? Like gardening is about the journey. If you were to snap your fingers and say you wanted your yard to be like a traditional garden, let's just say a traditional garden. So clean lines. If you guys haven't listened to my episode on gardening styles, I go over modern, traditional, English. What else do I do? I don't know. There's a bunch in there. I describe them and then I have a Pinterest board attached to it so you can get a visual because that's usually really, really helpful. But if you wanted a traditional garden and you snapped your fingers and it was just there, it was all installed, it looked great, it wouldn't be fun. You wouldn't find the value in it. What's the point, right? It's all about the work and the process leading up to it. It's just like anything else in life. If you're handed your degree, out of the gate, what's the point? No, it's like, it's the hard work. It's the late nights. It's the, this time that you spend in the library doing research. It's the composition. It's the editing. It's all of that. It's that process is just like, it's so special. And it makes what the final result is just magic. So we have to embrace the journey. That said, right now, if you do not know what your zone is, I want you to go over to garden.org. And there's a bunch of websites that do this. If you don't like that one, it's not the best interface, but I think it works great. So once you know your zone, you know your zone. And granted, things do change. Like I know I have a friend up in Oregon. She just went from a 5B to a 6B within 2 years. So global warming is a thing. I'm not getting there though. Okay. So you just put in your zip code or your region, it'll generate your zone. Now, when you're preparing for landscape design, this is your guiding light. This is going to basically dictate what you do, what you can grow successfully or what will not grow in your area. Some things you can grow, but it will grow as an annual as opposed to a perennial. So just pay attention. That's it. It's really simple. In regards to mental health, because I always like to touch on this before I let you guys go, I like to keep these really brief. I just want to highlight the fact that when you're in a period of waiting, which is what we're in right now, for me, for 9B, we are waiting. Like, we're not making any moves. I'm not buying any plants. I'm not doing anything, okay? Don't view it as stagnancy. There is so much going on in the background right now. You're not an integral part of it, but things are still moving. So keep the faith, hold true to what you know, and remember, in very little time, you will be back at it, planting, cultivating, and harvesting. It's just a short little period where we have to go, it's not in our control, but things are still moving. There's still nutrients going up into the roots of your plant. They will still go crazy in the fall once it cools down a little bit. We'll be able to plant, we'll be able to plan. It'll be great, but you just gotta kind of sit for a little bit. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to share with someone you love and even someone you don't. Subscribe and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Always, always, always feel free to email me any questions that you have. You can either direct message me on Instagram or just shoot me an email at gardengal on TikTok at gmail.com. I hope you enjoyed this. Go find your zone. Peace.